I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston. Now that the temperatures have cooled down this fall, some adults may be considering running as a way to get regular exercise and also enjoy the outdoors during the pandemic. To talk about starting your own running fitness routine as a beginner is Dr. Louis Jarina. He's an assistant professor in the Department of Orthopedics and Physical Medicine, and he's a non-surgical orthopedic and sports medicine physician at MUSC. Dr. Jarina, what are some of the possible benefits of running regularly?
Aerobic exercise, and particularly running, have lots of physical and mental health benefits. For starters, it does improve your cardiovascular health. So in the long run, it can decrease your risk of heart problems, including heart attacks and strokes. It can also help with some lung issues and help with your breathing and respiration and oxygen capacity. And then the actual act of running and the pressure actually is beneficial for bone health and bone density, as well as strengthening your muscles. Then for the mental health benefits, it's been shown to release tension and improve anxiety and improve self-image and overall just an improved mood with exercise and running.
How can a beginner get started with a good running routine?
I think it's important to have a goal. And so if your goal is just to get outside and get fit and exercise, then usually if you're completely sedentary, you just start with walking and then gradually you increase your walking to a brisk walk and then it turns into a light jog. So it's all about pace and going at your own pace. If you have a goal of I want to run a 5K or a 10K a month from now, 2 months from now, then a lot of times people will say there's different numbers they throw around, but sometimes it's increased by 10% each week or increased by half a mile each week. But once again, do it at your own pace, do it gradually and what you can tolerate so that it decreases your risk of injury.
What about tips to prevent injuries? That seems to be a big concern, especially for beginners.
Starting slow and gradually increasing slowly. Sometimes people try to do too much too soon and that causes them injury right off the bat. So in general, as a runner, you just want to make sure you have the right gear. That would be including comfortable, supportive shoes, and make sure they fit correctly as well. But then also doing a dynamic warm-up. So back in the day, everyone used to stretch beforehand, but instead a dynamic warm-up means a lot of movement beforehand, whether that's kind of running in place or brisk walk or some jumping jacks, something of the sort to get your body warmed up. And then stretching after your run is beneficial.
And of course, anyone with a chronic health condition needs to check in with their physician or care provider before they start running to make sure it's okay. I'm wondering also about running for people who have arthritis. What's typically recommended for those folks?
In general, if you have moderate or severe arthritis, especially of the knees, ankles, or hips, that high impact from running can sometimes cause more pain and potentially worsen your arthritis. And so we like to tell those people to avoid that high impact activity. And in those individuals, walking would be preferable. Getting outside and walking and exercising will improve your mental health, but it will also increase your endurance. From someone who's completely sedentary to start moving and walking, you will notice those same health benefits as well.
Dr. Jarina, thanks for this information about running.
Thank you for having me.
From the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.